This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now, here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
But right now, let's go to Rome for the latest news from the Vatican. Ashley Nerona, our Vatican correspondent. And the Pope didn't have a weekly audience today, and it's not because he wasn't feeling well. He's feeling much better than he was over the weekend. But Ashley, he's in the middle of his Lenten exercises, right?
Yes, exactly, John. And this is something that happens every year here. Although in his seven-year pontificate, this is the first time that Pope Francis will not physically be part of the exercises, which are occurring at a retreat house called the Casa Gesù Divin Maestro. That means the Divine Master House. And it's about an hour drive from Rome in one of the castle towns called Ariccia. And of course, the reason that he decided not to physically attend was because of that cold that you mentioned, John. Mm-hmm. And instead, he realizes that he needs to stay indoors and he needs to take good care and heal from that. But he also, when he did the Angelus on Sunday, so indeed this past Sunday at noon, as usual, Pope Francis came to the window of the papal apartment and prayed with all of those who were gathered in St. Peter's Square. And it was there that he announced that he would not be attending that retreat, but instead would be following from the Vatican itself. Now, of course, we did know he had that little cold because he had canceled his public engagement for three days leading up to the Angelus. Now, he still was celebrating private mass in Santa Marta. He was still holding private audiences, but he had canceled his public engagement. So what's happening right now in Ariccia is that a Jesuit father, his name is Pietro Bovati. He's also the secretary of the Pontifical Biblical Commission. He's leading the exercises. And the focus this year is on Exodus 3. And specifically, they're looking at the burning bush. And the theme is the encounter between God and man in the light of the book of Exodus, the Gospel of Matthew, and the prayer of the Psalms. So what the retreat director has been focusing on is how God called Moses to lead his people and how he's warning each of us against the temptation that we all have to do what we want and to resist God's will. So to share with you some of the insights that those who are attending, and again, this is the whole Roman Curia who is part of this retreat. So what they've been hearing for these past few days, well, one of the themes of Father Bovati has been the idea of looking at vocation as a real turning point in our lives, because he pointed out that God calls us to our vocation in the midst of what he called the hustle and bustle of our lives. And so like Moses was ignorant of what was about to happen, that he was about to encounter the burning bush. And in the same way, when we hear or receive a revelation from God, it's never what he called a self-determination. Instead, it's an opportunity for each of us to give a spontaneous personal response. And of course, following in the example of Moses to say, here I am. And as Father Bovati said, to open ourselves to a journey of awareness and to a journey of obedience to that call. And yesterday, Father Bovati spoke about the way that we so often in our lives tend to resist God's grace. He was focusing on Exodus 5 and Matthew 13 and Psalm 78. And he said that this resistance in our lives, well, oftentimes it takes the form of personal pride or self-determination, or just that we're so stubborn that we want to stick to our own will and ignore God. But instead, he says that we need to open ourselves to listening to that voice of God. So we will continue to watch and to learn what the focus is of Father Bovati today, what the Pope and all the Roman Curia have been meditating on today. But in the meantime, when Pope Francis came to pray the Angelus on Sunday, he asked all of us to remember those who are participating in the spiritual exercises, those of the Roman Curia, that their hearts will be open and that this will be a fruitful experience for all, John.
Ashley Nerona joining us live from Rome this morning at 22 before on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Of course, Italy is one of those countries that's been designated to stay away if you're traveling because of the COVID-19 virus, the coronavirus. What's the latest in Italy? What are they doing to try to contain it? And if you go out in Rome, do you see people with masks on?
Yes. So the latest in Italy is that as of this morning, there are 2,502 cases in the country. Now, the areas that are affected are the Lombardy and Veneto regions. These are in northern Italy. And as you mentioned, John, that travel advisory that has been issued by the U.S. has asked folks not to travel to that area. And to answer your question about what we're seeing on the streets of Rome and if we're seeing masks, actually, it's life completely as normal here. Basically, life is going on as normal in the rest of the country, in the central and the south. Now, the only thing that we can point to that's changed is that at Mass, they have temporarily eliminated the sign of peace from Mass. But otherwise, just on a day-to-day basis, everything is as usual. Now, the government has created what they're calling a scientific committee on the COVID-19 virus. And this morning, they published a set of recommendations that they are hoping that everyone in Italy will follow. Now, it's much the same things that we're hearing everywhere, washing your hands often, self-isolating if you have symptoms. They've also set up a special hotline here. And they've also asked major sporting events to instead close their doors and to not allow the public in just for the month of March. Another interesting thing is that they have asked the Italians to hold off on the baci and abbracci. Now, John, that's Italian for the kisses and hugs, because, of course, that is the common way that friends and acquaintances greet each other. So that means if you see an old friend or if you meet a new friend, it's very common to do a kiss on either side of the cheek there. And so that's something that they've specifically pointed to and asked Italians to stop. I have a feeling it may be a bit hard for folks. But the other interesting thing that has happened in Rome is that there is one church closing. It's the Church of San Luigi de Francesi. And many folks may know that name because it's famous for being the holding place of Caravaggio's masterpieces, the Calling of St. Matthew, the three St. Matthew pieces that are there. And it was actually closed yesterday simply for precautionary measures. What happened was that there was a French priest who was visiting. When he got back to Paris, he was later found to be positive for the coronavirus. Now, there is a residence that's attached to that church. That's where he had stayed when he was in Rome. Nobody has been found positive there, but as a precautionary measure, they did close that church to the public. And in the meantime, we are all doing our best over here, John, to stay healthy, to keep our immune systems up, and to enjoy the beautiful Roman sunshine.
Prayers for good health, Ashley. Ashley Nerona live from Rome this morning at 19 before on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. And we always plug into the color of Italy as well. International Women's Day is coming up in just a few days, March 8th. How's that going to be celebrated?
Well, John, and you know, actually, the color of International Women's Day in Italy is going to be yellow. And I say that because now, since 1945, this date has been celebrated in a very special way in this country as a way to celebrate womanhood. And I say that the color is yellow, John, because the mimosa flower is the flower that's traditionally given to celebrate this special day. Now, the mimosa is this beautiful yellow, fluffy flower. It's in bloom in March, so this is the perfect time. And since 1946, the mimosa has been the official government symbol of International Women's Day in Italy. And so to celebrate this day, women just get flowers. It's absolutely wonderful. You walk down the street and someone might hand you a flower. You walk into your favorite coffee shop for your morning cappuccino and you may walk out with a beautiful yellow mimosa in hand. The idea is to celebrate the many gifts that women bring to the world. And so throughout the country, there's all kinds of special events that are going on in honor of women. Down in Naples, they're hosting an art walk. So they're literally leading tours throughout some of the most beautiful parts of the city to focus on female painters and female artists. In Calabria, they're operating what they call pink buses for the weekend, and they are going to have female poets on board, musicians on board to celebrate these many gifts. In the Dolomites, they're having a special ski race with all female contestants. And in Tarquinia, they are reading poetry written by female authors in the main square of the city there. In Naples, they're also having a jazz festival featuring female musicians. So Italy's Ministry of Culture then throughout the entire country is offering free entry to national museums, to other cultural sites for women across the country. So it's going to be a very special weekend. We will definitely experience the scent of mimosas in the air, reminding everyone the meaning of this day, reminding everyone that spring is near, and of course, to be thankful for the many gifts that women bring to our lives, John.
Ashley Narona is our Vatican correspondent at Relevant Radio, bringing you the latest news from Vatican and Rome, and of course, a great deal of color in the beautiful country of Italy. Ashley and her husband, John, have founded the Truth and Beauty Project, and that provides Renaissance-style theological formation for those of you who visit Rome, and you can learn more at truthandbeautyproject.com, truthandbeautyproject.com. Ashley, all the best to you and John. Talk to you next week. Thank you.
Well, thank you, John. God bless you. Take care.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Narona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.